Hello, St. Pete. I'm Jules Warren with Radio St. Pete, and today we are joined by an extraordinary guest, Dr. Forbes Riley. Dr. Riley is a globally recognized expert in communication, sales, and personal performance. Known worldwide as the Queen of Pitch, she has generated over $2.5 billion in sales, reached audiences in over 80 countries through live television, and is a sought-after speaker delivering two acclaimed TEDx talks. She is a best-selling author, television personality, entrepreneur, and award-winning coach. She has empowered millions to strengthen their message, build lasting confidence, and master the art of persuasion, one pitch at a time. Today, we'll discuss her book, Pitch Secrets A to Z, explore her remarkable career, and hear about her academy located right here in St. Petersburg, where she teaches others how to unlock their full potential with the perfect pitch. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Forbes Riley. Welcome, Forbes. Thank you for being here for the Radio St. Pete listeners.
I appreciate you having me. I appreciate you having me.
Congratulations, your book, Pitch Secrets A to Z, just dropped, and it is instantly hit number 58 on the USA Today bestseller list.
Go figure.
And in just 8 days, how does that feel to see this book explode on the national stage so quickly?
Well, I expected it, to be honest with you. The word pitching, I've been teaching pitching on the internet for the last 6 years. I have over 200,000 students. So people want to know this word. But prior to me teaching it, nobody would listen to me about the word pitch. Most people think pitching is a sleazy salesman, a car salesman. And I'm fighting very hard to get people to understand it's anything but. And if you're listening to this, I would grab a pen because I'm liable to drop some nuggets that you will want to remember. Because this is not about me. I wrote the book because I've had a very successful career. I've generated over $2.5 billion in my career. I can sell anything, anytime, anywhere. I'm invited by companies to come in and do their sales pitch for them. And I get paid very well for that. But I don't want to be the only one sitting on the island alone. So I'm excited for your listeners to embrace this concept of pitch. And pitch means getting anything and everything that you want. How do you do that? That's Secrets A to Z.
Right. So my next question was to talk about your book a little bit. It's about pitching effectively to increase one's influence, impact, and income. So it's for anybody with a message and a dream, not just like that you're selling a product, but say if you want to get a raise or anything across the board.
I bet you want to go to dinner that you want or watch your Netflix show or get someone to marry you. Those are all pitches. And one of the things that most people don't understand is about getting a yes. So if you can get a yes, for example, if I asked you the question, my girl, would you like to see something cool? What are you going to say to me?
Of course.
You're going to say yes. That's the first yes. I get one more, I get a credit card. And I'm not kidding about that. But all of a sudden, I set you up to say yes to me. Most people don't do that. When they've got an idea, a product, or a service, they can't wait to throw up all over you. Hi, here's my idea, and you need it. Let me tell you how wonderful it is, and here's why we're going to do it. Wait a second. When someone asks you, what do you do? They don't care. They care what you can do for them.
Right.
And when you start to believe and understand that when you pitch and talk to somebody, it's about the other person. It's not about just you. And I will tell you, everybody from getting into college, which I helped my son pitch his college admission officer to get into the school of his choice, to my kids who didn't want to clean their room. Now, so you said pitch is a business thing. Well, it's not. I've got two little twins. I look at them and I'm like, hey, what do they want? I want them to clean the room, but they don't need to do that. And if I tell them they need to, they're like, no, mommy, we don't need to. We don't want to. And my mom used to do that. My mom used to yell at me, if you don't clean your room, you don't get dessert. Well, now I'm being threatened. What I said to my kids was, guys, can you smell that? Is that a warm chocolate chip cookie in the oven? They're like, yes. I'm like, would you like that? Yes. That's two yeses. One more, I get them to do what I want. How about I also throw in that I'm going to play with you after dinner. No cell phone. We play some cards. Yes. Great. You know what I want? I want you to race upstairs. I give you 14 minutes. Clean that room. Make it spotless. And we're ready to go. Cookies waiting for you. They are racing upstairs. Happy as clams. The room is clean. We all play together. And life is good. So pitching is about creating a win-win environment. Selling, however, is a win-lose. Well, you better. Little lady, I've only got two of these left. If you don't buy it now, you're going to miss out. Don't do that to me. Don't lie to me. Get me to want what you have, and you've got a customer.
So it sounds like what you're saying is it's more of a psychological approach other than you need this product because...
Yeah, it's all a psychological approach. In fact, if I were to ask you, each letter in this, there's 26 letters, is a word. What do you think A would be?
Achievement.
Okay. And other people think A is ask or audience or ability. And for me, A is attitude.
Attitude.
And why do I pick attitude? Because attitude, what I learned a long time ago, attitude monitors talent. So we don't care how good you are, how wonderful your product is. If you're not fun to be around, I don't want to talk to you.
Right.
And that's a big thing. Oh, I didn't know that was a business principle. Oh, yes. And then B is belief. Because if you don't believe in you, that's the first thing. Literally, pitch yourself in the morning to get out of bed. It's a great day. I don't care if it's Monday or Sunday. It's a great day. You're on this side of the dirt. Tell yourself, we're going to the gym. We're going for a walk. We're going to drink some water. Or you can do the other pitch. Oh, God, it's Monday again. Well, that's great. How does that set up your whole nervous system for success? And when you're not making the money that you want or people don't want to be around you at work, switch your attitude. Now, when I get to C, C is closing. I have some powerful techniques. I've closed multi-million dollar deals. I've closed 10,000 people. I was on stage at Grant Cardone's 10X conference, and I closed over $280,000 worth of business in 45 minutes.
Okay, so give us a clue or two on closing.
Well, here's the problem. Don't close at the end, close at the beginning. Hey guys, I'm here, and well, you know what we're gonna do? If you could learn to pitch with me, wouldn't that be great? Everybody raise their hand, that's called a trial close. Right off the bat, within 3 seconds, you know what I want you to do. And I'm gonna keep doing that all the way through my pitch. So at the end when I say, hey guys, here's the price, and by the way, it's not the price. I'm gonna give you guys, for being in this room, half price, a great bonus. You already said yes 3 times, do it one more time, put your hand in the air. If you want this, race to the back of the room and watch the audience get up and go to the back of the room every time I do that. Those are closing secrets. Don't wait till the end to close.
So you have to really dig out their enthusiasm, it sounds like.
Well, I would go to chapter N. I'm going to tell you there's a real reason to read this book. So chapter N, you know what NLP is?
NLP.
Okay. So NLP is a thing called neuro-linguistic programming. And it is a psychological science of how your brain talks to your mouth communicates with someone else, and their mouth talks to their brain. Wow. Oh, that's interesting. So if I do something called future pacing, if I said, you know, when this interview hits 1 million listeners, we're going to go celebrate. I didn't say if the interview hits 1 million. How can just one word change a reaction in you? But it does. And so there's all these techniques that I've learned and practiced over my decades being on this planet, partly because I'm a magician, partly because I'm fascinated by the human brain, and partly because I really like making sales.
And that helps.
Oh, absolutely. It pays for everything we're doing. And in fact, I tell people, I can help you generate so much money that you'll have to start giving it away. Would that be okay with you?
Absolutely.
Right. So it's now not making money to survive. It's making money to thrive. And if I set you up and said, yes, my goal has always been to give away $10,000 check to anybody that I see on the street anytime I want. It's a pretty good goal. So now I've got to go make millions so I can afford to do my dream.
Right. So let me ask you this. You are so successful. You've done so many things, from acting to selling on QVC and on and on. And you had a fitness business and so many things. How did you get started? What motivated you when you first said to yourself, you know, years ago, I want to be very successful. I want to do this and that.
I never said that.
What drove you?
What drove me is that I was freaking butt ugly as a kid. I could not communicate. People made fun of me. I got bullied. And my attitude was hashtag watch me. For all of you people who discounted me, you have no idea who I am. And I got so freaking mad about that. I wake up kind of mad about that almost every day of my life. So when I was in high school, I really wanted to be in the musicals. My high school director at drama club, we did 6 musicals a year. And you know what I got cast as? Townsperson number 3, or the chorus. I never got a lead. I never got the chance to say words. And I'm like, but how, you don't notice me. I'm good. I can't sing, but I can act. I know I can do this. You're missing out. And I got put down my entire time in high school, but I kept dreaming about it. Now, here's the irony, is I know the 2 girls who got all the leads in the plays, and I still know their names. It's Renee and Ann. Because I idolized them. I wanted to be them. Well, now the irony is I'm doing everything I ever dreamed of. One is a yoga teacher. The other teaches singing, which is great. Just not my path, not my dream.
Right.
And so when I got to college, I kept having this in my head. But all the bullying that I dealt with pretty much said, look, Forbes, just go be a lawyer. Save your family. Your dad's gone through some financial hardship. And just put your head down. You're smart. You can do this. And my senior year of college, I auditioned for just one more play. thought, just why not? It was Shakespeare's As You Like It. Now, many of you don't even know Shakespeare anymore, but he wrote a female character named is Rosalind, and she's on stage for about 2.5 hours during this comedy. And she's manipulative, she dresses up as a boy, she is a fun character. So I auditioned like I always did, and I'm at the call board, and I'm looking to see which townsperson I'm going to play in this production, and my name's not there. And I had a moment of looking at that going, see, I told you, you're not good enough to do this. You can't even get on the cast board as a nothing character in a freaking college play. And I beat myself up like so many people do when they don't win. And then I said, well, what lucky woman got this role? And I look at the very top of the role, Rosalind, and there's my name. What? And I stared at that for quite a long time. Then I went to the professor and I said, excuse me, I think you made a mistake. I've never gotten a character that had any lines. Now you're going to give me the lead role in the biggest Shakespearean character. And he sat me down. He said, let me tell you something. He said, you're my ideal Rosalind. You are manipulative. You are well-spoken. You are creative. You're inventive. You're nonsense. And I'm thinking, he's saying everything I'd only
somebody
heard in my
finally,
heart.
Somebody finally noticed it.
Well, I'm going to say somebody finally saw me. But here's the crazy thing about Professor David Richmond. He was 100% legally blind.
Oh,
he couldn't
God.
See my nose, my hair, my thighs. He didn't see anything physical. All he saw was the essence of me. And based on that, the play was a wild success. I called my folks and I said, hey guys, I love you. I'm so sorry. I know we're about $200,000 in debt with this college bill, but I'm not going to be a lawyer. I'm moving to New York to be an actress. And there was silence. And they're like, well, you know, we love you, but we can't help you. And I'm like, I know that. I got this. And I moved into a 400 square foot apartment where you didn't have to roll out of bed to make coffee or go to the bathroom.
Tiny so New York.
Oh my God, it was so freaking New York. And I auditioned for my very first movie and I got the lead role.
And what movie
Splatter
was
Splatter University, where the school colors are blood red. I played teacher Julie Parker. It was a very innovative slasher movie. My only criteria was that there was no nudity. I did not want to do that silly thing. And my character is a really cool character. And to this date, 35 years later, people know who she is. They've got her own, Splatter has its own Facebook page. And yeah, it's a silly movie. But I went on from there to star in lots of movies, lots of soap operas. I did a Broadway show with Christopher Reeve. And I've been living the dream ever since. And the dream, by the way, has taken left and right turns. I just wanted to be Julia Roberts or Sandra Bullock. I would have been very happy doing rom-coms, kissing George Clooney. Life was going to be good. And then one day I walked into an audition, like every other audition, and there's a pen on the table and it says, sell me this pen. And I thought, oh shit, I don't sell anything. I don't like to sell. Don't make me uncomfortable. And I heard a voice say, I think it was my dad in my head, do something different. And I look around at all these girls auditioning and I'm like, do something different. Okay. Well, I have a feeling that all of those girls are going to do the same thing. Hi, I've got a pen here. It's got ink. It feels good in your hand and blah, blah, blah. I chose not to do that. I looked right at the camera and I said, you know, funny thing about pens. My mom, when I skipped a year of high school. I was smart enough to get there, but I was so shy and insecure that my mother would write me longhand notes with a pen just like this. I would get them and I realized a pen like this can reach out and touch somebody's heart. I put it down, like that was weird. Jake of Body by Jake was already kind of established. He was Spielberg's personal trainer and Harrison Ford, and he was getting his name known. He wanted to do a 24-hour cable health club where part of it was about cooking, working out, and then new equipment and new products. And he said, you are going to sell all my products. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. He said, just go. And literally live to tape, you'd give me a product like my Spin Gym. It's over here somewhere. And I would look at it and I would understand why you'd want it. And I would pitch it. We did so well. I did 1,500 products. There was no onboarding. There was nobody to look at. Nobody was doing what we literally pioneered the industry of selling health and wellness products on television. I'm the original influencer. Nobody did this before. We're in the early 90s. And Jake sells that network for $500 million, $500 million in 1993.
That's amazing.
And then infomercials started, and there were no girls doing this.
So it seems to me, talking to you for this amount of time, because my next question was going to be, all right, so you got the acting thing down, so then how did you become so good at sales? And from what you just told me with that story, is that it has to really come from within, like your drive and your energy and your good attitude and all of that, that you just naturally have that.
Yeah, I've been pushing my whole life. I want to win, whatever that means for me. For me, winning means being recognized for what I've done. I don't want to have to stand here anymore and have you read my credits. I want people to know who I am. Because the other side of this is six years ago now, in early 2020, as COVID was starting, I started an online coaching company. Because even though I am an anomaly, I definitely think I wrote my own story. 66 years old, I don't think I look 66. I certainly don't act it. I've got two 23-year-old twins. I'm in love with the man of my dreams. And I figured all of that out. So what I've done is I believe that success leaves clues. So while I did it the hard way, what if I could show you that pitching is not only something you're good at, but it's a skill? I have a formula. I have an 8-step formula that I teach to entrepreneurs of all ages, from 15-year-olds that come to me from all around the world. I've got a whole slew of 15-year-old Nigerians right now who I'm training to be able to communicate, not from a lack of, but what energy they provide and how they can make a difference in this world. And so now I've got over 200,000 students. This is an insane number. I literally, every week, because my daughter is a genius, my daughter has the ability to do ads and marketing. When I did my very first webinar, I had 25 people in the room. But here's why I'm good, is that I sold a $1,000 program. I said, for 4 weeks, you can come train with me live. I still have that program going if you're interested, that you can come train with me. So I meet these 25 people in a room. The next morning, I have to call my daughter. I said, McKenna, what does the K stand for? She said, what do you mean? She said, well, I'm looking at our account. It's had zero in it for 6 months, and now it has 25K. She said, Mom, you closed everybody in the room last night. You made $25,000. I did that 4 weeks in a row with just 100 people. We made $100,000. That's the dream of everybody.
Right.
And then 9 months later, we made $1 million, and I have that funnel, that literally a plaque, that you have to provide all your financials, but we did it. My daughter, who was 17, I was 60. We made $1 million in just 9 months.
That's amazing.
The secret now is, would you like to know how you can do that? And right. That's what I teach.
And it's right here in St. Petersburg, by the way, your academy. And I'm
No, it's virtual. You don't have to come here. Oh my God, we're online.
You were showing me the different rooms here.
Oh no, I have a beautiful studio that every once in a while I'll invite people to.
Okay.
I do a lot of high-level video work with people. But my base class, in fact, it's free for your audience. Go to pitchsecretswithanstraining.com. Every Sunday for the last 6 years, I go live for 2 hours. It's free and I teach. I teach the principles. I've got one of my favorite principles is my three E's. You want to come and learn that. You want to learn what my foundation is built on. And then, of course, this formula. And then from that, I've been doing 4 week virtual only. Because if you go to my community, we have a thing on school community. You can see a map of my students from Austria to Australia to Singapore. We're literally in South Africa. You can see it on a map where my students are located.
That's
it's all
amazing.
Over the globe.
All right, so repeat that again for the audience.
Okay, so you're going to go to pitchsecretstraining.com. And then if you want a copy of the new book, you go to pitchsecretsbook.com. And that is not free, but it's very available. It's very, what is free though, and I'm big on the word free to a point. Because people, when you invest in something, even if I asked you for $7, you'd show up. So the training is free if you want to come meet me live. And I work with people. In fact, I'll do something with you in just a second. But Pitch Secrets book, when you open it, it unlocks thousands of dollars of free things. They're little Easter egg QR codes all throughout the book. And I've done videos and booklets and trainings, and that's all free. Literally thousands of dollars worth of consumable information, because my goal at this point, as my daughter said to me at 17, said, Mom, you made a lot of money. You've done really good for yourself. You should be proud. You know, your parents are gone. I make more in a day than my dad did in a year. I understand the value of that. But she said, you won't have a legacy. Said, my brother and I will be the only things that you did that really gave back to the world. So for 6 years, I have now trained moms with, I've got one who's got 7 kids, Ashley, and she has completely revamped her brand, who she is. She's making money. I've got a woman who's 75 years old, and I do know their names. I have quite a photographic memory. So Anna Jay started with me when she was 75. She's on a Zoom call with me, and she's like, I can't do technology. I don't know how to do this. I said, baby girl, I'm going to show you how. Go on the road with me. 2 years later, she's running meditation trainings all around the world, works with Canva, does her own funnels, builds her email list, and she's 78 years old. So we are on a mission to make anyone who's got a dream, an idea, or a product. See, here's the funny thing. You don't need a product. And I'm going to say this again. You don't all want to be life coaches and all make your own inventions. What I did for the first 30 years of my career, I just pitched other people's products. In our world, it's called affiliate marketing. Find something that you like. Even if you said, hey, Forbes, can I make money pitching your book? The answer is yes, you can. And now when you go to TikTok and you can see this, you will see that's not their own products. Somebody falls in love with the product, talks about it through a camera, and makes money. Everybody can do this now.
You're a gem here. Thank you. You are a gem. So thank you for being here for the Radio St. Pete listeners. And we will talk with you soon.
I hope so.
There you have it, Dr. Forbes Riley, the Queen of Pitch. Her book is Pitch Secrets A to Z, and her website, pitchmasterywithforbes.com. And if you'd like to join her online for a free group interaction held on Sundays, 5 o'clock Eastern, that information is at pitchsecrets.com. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Jules Warren with Radio St. Pete 96.7. See you next time, my friends.